specialized carrier you provide our players.
Thank you.
direct your attention to the area for the pitchers now for the Speedy Rock Entertainment ceremonial first pitches. First up, with Charter Spectrum, Jackie Acosta. All right, great pitch, Jackie. And finally, representing El Paso, Sun City Pride, Miss EPSCP, Lizbeth Denny.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Southwest University Park in downtown El Paso, Texas, where temperatures are high as the Rainiers prepare for Game 3 of this six-game series against the San Diego Padres AAA club, the El Paso Chihuahuas. 103 degrees as we approach game time here in El Paso. The Rainiers hoping that this heat will somehow lead to the team getting a win. The Rainiers have dropped three in a row, including the first two games of this series here in El Paso. Both one-run games, both games that saw the Rainiers fall behind by a five-run deficit, and they came all the way back and actually took a lead in the late innings on Tuesday before losing in the ninth. Yesterday, their comeback bid came a run short. And so the Rainiers have lost two one-run games here in El Paso, and Tacoma is looking to get into the win column here tonight. They've had a big problem with the starting pitching, not going deep into the games at all. In fact, the Rainiers starter has been knocked out in the third inning in each of the last two games. They're hoping that today's starting pitcher can get them into the at least into the fifth or sixth inning. Darren McCacken's on the mound today. He's been throwing well recently. He'll make his 12th start of the year. He's 3-3 with a 6.31 ERA. On the mound for El Paso is left-hander Jay Groom. Groom's a member of the Padres 40-man roster. They acquired him in a trade for the major leaguer Eric Hosmer. And he's supposed to be an interesting pitching prospect, but, man, he's having a rough year for El Paso. 1-6 with a 9.80 ERA in 14 starts. Jay Groom on the hill for El Paso. Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight here in El Paso. Everyone looking forward to the sun going down. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll take a closer look at the Rainiers comeback that came oh so short in the ninth inning last night. The Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac regenerative air wet vacuum sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on El Paso tonight. The Rainiers have fallen into a big hole against the Chihuahuas each of the first two games of this series, looking to avoid that tonight in Game 3 of the series. Yesterday, Tacoma trailed they trailed all game, but it was 7-2 going to the ninth inning. The Rainiers had been shut down by El Paso starter Anderson Espinosa, who had a career-high 12 strikeouts over six innings. We got to the ninth, Tacoma trailing 7-2, but to the Rainiers' credit, they did not quit. They fought till the end with one out and no one on in the ninth. They got something started. Colin Moran hit a single. Mason McCoy drew a walk. And then Sam Haggerty connected for a three-run homer to right field. That made it 7-5, and the Rainiers were just one base runner away from bringing the tying run to the plate, and it happened immediately. El Paso changed pitchers, brought in Jose Castillo, and Cade Marlowe greeted him with a double. Castillo then struck out Shiner, though, for the second out, but Taylor Trammell ripped a single up the middle and scored. Marlowe made it 7-6, and now not only did the Rainiers have the tying runner on base, they had the go-ahead run in the batter's box. And Zach Deloach was the hitter. He had homered earlier in the game. But this time, Castillo got him, struck him out for the final out of the ball game, and El Paso hangs on and wins it by that final score of 7-6. So El Paso has won the first two games of this series. The Raiders looking to get in the win column today in Game 3. The series, by the way, continues through Sunday with games tomorrow and Saturday at 5:35. And then Sunday's game will start at 5:05 for the final game of the road trip and the final game of the first half of the 2023 Pacific Coast League season. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who have a record of 34 wins and 37 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off, playing shortstop is Mason McCoy. Batting second, the left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and playing first base is Cooper Hummel. The cleanup man is center fielder Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Adam Engel will bat seventh. He's the designated hitter. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. And batting ninth, second baseman Pat Valleca. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken 3-3 with a 6.31 ERA. The El Paso Chihuahuas are the AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. They're normally managed by Philip Wellman, but he's ill and stayed home today, and their pitching coach, Steven Mintz, is acting as manager today. They have a record of 31-40 on the year. Leading off for El Paso, playing shortstop is Matthew Batten. Batting second, the second baseman, Eggy Rosario. Hitting third and playing left field is Taylor Colway. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Alfonso Rivas. Batting fifth is center fielder, Jose Azocar. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brett Sullivan. Jansen Witte bats seventh. He's at third base. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Kevin Plawecki. And batting ninth, right fielder Luis Liberato. On the mound, Jay Groom. Groom's 1-6 with a 9.80 ERA. Our umpires, Raul Marino has the plate. Crew chief Robert Nunez is at first, and Dylan Wilson is at third. It's Tacoma and El Paso in Game 3 of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Southwest University Park in downtown El Paso. And I'm hoping that wherever you are right now, it is cooler than it is here. My goodness. 103 and rising. They tell me this is the coolest day they're going to have in the next 11 days. By the time this series ends on Sunday, we could reach 109. All right, let's start the game. Buddy Groom's first pitch to Mason McCoy in there for a called strike. And we are underway. Mason McCoy hitting 261, batting leadoff today. Haggerty with a day off, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. No balls, two strikes to McCoy, who now steps out of the batter's box. McCoy making the start at second base in this one. Now Groom into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Groom, a big guy, long-haired, lefty, 6'6", 262 pounds from Barnegat, New Jersey. And the 1-2 to McCoy is swung on and popped up in the air to shallow right. Back is Rosario in his Liberato. Liberato makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. McCoy flies out to right field, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Right, here's where the road grays today. The gray jerseys with the gray pants. El Paso in its home whites. White jerseys, white pants. Marlowe standing in, batting 229 with four homers. He was 1-for-4 with a double yesterday, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Groom, a four-pitch pitcher. Full complement of pitches. He's ready now with a 1-0 on its way. And it is outside for a ball, 1-1. Groom was a first-round draft pick of the Red Sox in 2016 coming out of high school in New Jersey. Was traded to the Padres August 2nd of last season. Now the pitch to Marlowe's in there for a strike. He got traded for Eric Hosmer. And also a couple of prospects went from the Padres to the Red Sox, including the speedster Max Ferguson. Well, 2-1 the count to Marlowe. And Grooms into his motion to the pitch is in there for a strike. Count even now, 2-2. Just underway in El Paso. Fans coming in through the gates. A little bit of a late arriving crowd again, like yesterday. It's now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's the second out. Marlowe goes down swinging, two away. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. I think I understand why they're a late arriving crowd here with this heat. It's much more pleasant once the sun goes down. Come in a little late. Miss the end of complete and total daylight here and maybe find some seats in the shade and have things start to cool off and stay till the end. Sears went outside to Cooper Hummel. Hummel hitting .240 with two homers, .434 on base percentage. Switch hitter, he'll bat right tonight against Groom. Now the 1-0 from the lefty is high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hummel in the lineup at first base today. Some changes for both teams involving personnel. It's now the 2-0 to Hummel. High ball three. The right ears welcoming Pedro Severino back to the lineup today. He had been out with an illness and hasn't played in over, well, just about 2 weeks. But he is starting today. So now the 3-0 to Hummel is in for a strike. And El Paso has brought back one of their favorites, fan favorites from last year, and broadcaster favorites too, Eggy Rosario, who has started a injury rehab assignment with El Paso today. He's been out since spring training. Next pitch is high ball four, and Hummel draws a two-out walk, his league-leading 49th walk of the year, and he heads down to first base. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Rainiers get a man on at the top of the first inning for Trammell, who's been swinging it here in El Paso, 5-for-10 so far in this series. And the pitch to Trammell is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Trammell in the lineup in center field today. And now he calls time and steps out of the batter's box. One and oh the count. And Groom's pitch is a fastball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Hummel, a good base stealer, has 17 steals this season in 20 attempts. And Groom's pitch is taken for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Groom working with catcher Brett Sullivan. El Paso features Alfonso Rivas at first base, Rosario at second, Batten at short, and Witte at third. Outfield is Colway in left, Azokar in center, and Liberato in right. 2-1 pitch to Trammell, grounded right to Eggy Rosario, the second baseman, who reels it in and throws out Trammell at first base for the final out at the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing, El Paso coming to the plate.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the Red Deers did not score in the top of the first inning, and now El Paso comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, and on the mound today, Darren McCacken. And McCacken has had three straight starts where he's pitched seven or more innings, and the Red Deers would like to see him get deep into the game again today, if possible. Tough pitching conditions in El Paso, though. He's ready to work on Matthew Batten, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike right at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. McCacken had one of his best starts of the year against El Paso back in April at Cheney Stadium. 0-1 pitch is taken for a called strike on the outside edge, 0-2. In that game in April, he limited El Paso to one run in six innings, struck out 10, and walked only one. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Batten, and it's hit in the air towards shallow center. Long run in for Trammell, full speed, but he gets there and makes the catch. And Batten is the first out at the bottom of the first inning on a shallow fly to center field. So one man is out, and now Eggy Rosario comes to the plate. Rosario on an injury rehab assignment, coming back from a knee injury in spring training. Tried to come back in early June, played in one game for El Paso, wasn't feeling it, sat down for another 2.5 weeks, and now has returned today. And the pitch to Rosario is bounced foul on the third base side, strike one. Rosario was with El Paso most of last season, was one of the more entertaining players in the league with his style on the field, and he put up good numbers. Now the 0-1 to Rosario. Up and away for a ball, 1-1. He ended up getting caught up and made his major league debut for San Diego last year. Eggy Rosario, first name E-G-U-I. He pronounces it Eggy. And the pitch is in for a strike. And Rosario from the Dominican Republic, just 23 years old, and apparently buddies with the Red Deers catcher, Pedro Severino, who greeted Rosario when he walked up to the plate. Severino stood up and patted him on the head. On top, he's wearing the batting helmet. He patted him on top of his batting helmet. Looked like he was patting him on his head. 1-2 pitch to Rosario is sprayed into right in the air, but there's Deloach, and he makes the catch, and that's the second out at the bottom of the first inning. Rosario flies out to right field, so two men are gone, and now Taylor Colway will be the batter. Colway hitting 271, 9 homers, 43 runs batted in. Left-hand batter. And the pitch is just a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Darren McCacken, the Red Deers' 27-year-old righty out of Long Beach State. Now his 1-0 pitch to Colway is on the inside edge for a called strike, 1-1. We're using the automated ball strike system today. Tomorrow we'll start using the challenge system for the last three games of this series. Swinging a foul tip at the plate. That means today the computer umpire is calling all the balls and strikes, not the human umpire. The human umpire has the responsibility tomorrow. The 1-2 pitch outside, and the count's even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. No score, bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch coming to Colway. And it is a swing and a liner foul on the first base side and would have gone into the seats, except they've got the netting extended down the line here to protect the fans from sharp foul balls like that one. 2-2 to Colway. Well, the 2-2 pitch from McCacken. And it is a swing and a bouncer foul. This is one of the best hitters' parks in the league, Southwest University Park. We're in a high desert here in El Paso. And the ball just really carries here. Now the 2-2 is bounced on two hops to first. That's handled by Hummel, and he will take it himself to the first base bag for the putout, and the inning is over. Three up, three down to the bottom of the first. McCacken sets down the Chihuahuas in order. We go to the second inning of play. Tecoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
No score after one inning of play here at Southwest University Park. And we go to the second. It'll be Jake Shiner, Zach Deloach, and Adam Engel to hit this inning against the left-hander, Jay Groom. Shiner settles in, hitting 286 with 18 homers, 59 runs batted in, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way to Shiner, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Jake Groom, 24 years old. He was the Chihuahuas' opening day starter this year. 1-1 pitch is low to Shiner, 2-1. He faced the Red Ears at Cheney on April 19th. The Red Ears got to him for 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings. He was a little wild that day. He walked 5. Here's a hot shot off the mound. Fielding it is Rosario. His throw to first is high, and it pulls Rivas off the bag, and safe is Jake Shiner. And we'll see how they score that one. They're going to give an error to Rosario, it turns out, for the throw. The ball was hit very sharply, a rocket that went off the dirt slope of the mound and bounced higher into the air, but towards Rosario, the second baseman. He had to leave his feet to catch it. Came down, though, had time to throw out Shiner and rush the throw, sent it high, and lifted his first baseman off the bag. Pitch to Zach Deloach is driven towards left. Back is Colway at the track. He makes the catch right in front of the fence. And retreating to first base is Shiner. Deloach swinging at the first pitch, flies out to deep left field, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. So Deloach being aggressive, going after the first pitch. Hit it pretty sharply, but Colway able to track it down. Here's Adam Engel now, who is the Red Deer's designated hitter today. Hitting .338 in 18 games since joining the Red Deer's with two homers and 11 runs batted in. Groom with the pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it's grounded sharply to third. Scooping it up is Witte. He goes to Rosario for one. And then he juggles the ball, trying to pull it out of his glove on the transfer. And no throw to first. So Engel is not doubled up. He reaches on a fielder's choice. Shiner out at second. Two men gone in the second inning. And Eggy Rosario in his first game in quite some time, having a little trouble this inning at second base. That should have been a double play. Here's Pedro Severino playing in his first game in 15 days. And he takes the first pitch for a strike. As mentioned, he was battling an illness. And it involved some weight loss, and he needed to regain strength. But he's feeling better now. He's been feeling better the last few days. And the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. And to catch a game in the 100-degree heat here at El Paso, he's got to be feeling good. And manager John Russell, along with the training staff, gave him the green light to get in there today. Groom with the 1-1 pitch to Severino, and it is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the runner goes. Pitch is hit in the air down the right field line, slicing towards foul ground, and it goes out of play. So Severino fouling off the pitch with Engel on the move. Two and two the count. Severino stepping out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's in there and ready to hit. Groom is set. Engel with his lead at first. And the pitch is down and in, ball three. Snap throw to first, and they got him. They pick off Engel after the pitch. Brett Sullivan, the catcher, whipping a throw down to Rivas, who applied the tag but also collided with Engel as he was doing so. And Rivas is injured. He is rolling around in the grass in foul ground next to the first base bag. The out recorded. The umpire blew that call, by the way, as I watched the replay. And then Rivas slow to get up and walk off the field. Engel, however, should be safe. However, they called him out, and there's no replay review in AAA baseball. No runs for the Red Deers in the top of the second inning. No hits, one error, and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. El Paso and Tacoma are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
one of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Tacoma and El Paso. Darren McCacken retired the side in order of the first inning. Alfonso Rivas, the cleanup hitter, who was just in that collision at first, is apparently well enough to be able to remain in the game. He stands in the batter's box, which is his favorite position, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Rivas batting .330 this year with 8 homers. Third in the league in on-base percentage, .453. And third in the league in OPS. He swings and fouls one back, and the count is even, 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Alfonso Rivas. One-one pitch, swing, and a missed strike two. McCacken throwing the fastball past him, and he's ahead of the count. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Down low for a ball, 2-2. Now this pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count's still even on Rivas, 2-2. McCacken working with Severino behind the plate. Now the 2-2 coming from McCacken, and it is swung on and hit up the middle, knocked down by Darren. He picks it up, little toss to first for the putout, and one man's gone in the bottom of the second inning. Kind of a knuckling low liner towards McCacken's shins, and he reached down and with a glove and knocked it down, and the ball just stopped on the ground right in front of him on the dirt of the mound, and he picked it up and had an easy out. So what a way for Jose Azocar. Azocar, pardon me, how he emphasizes it. He's hitting .293 with 3 homers in 17 games, and he takes a strike. 0-1 to Azocar, who has been in the majors for most of this season with San Diego. 0-1 pitch coming from McCacken, and it is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up high with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Rainiers and everyone in the PCL just waiting for the start of the second half, which begins on Wednesday. 1-2 pitch inside for a ball, 2-2. The whole league playing out the string of first half games this week after Oklahoma City already clinched the first half title. McCacken with a 2-2 pitch to Azocar, and it is a swing and a foul back. So while the first two losses here in El Paso, these one-run games, have been frustrating, for the Red Ears for sure. In terms of trying to reach the playoffs later on this season, they don't really mean anything. 2-2 pitch is driven towards the gap in left center field, and that's going to get into the alleyway and go through to the fence. Azokar is at second, and he'll stop there with a one-out double. First hit and first base runner of the game for El Paso. Jose Azokar drives a double to left center, and he's in scoring position for Brett Sullivan. Sullivan, left-handed batter, hitting 312 with three homers and 17 runs batted in. McCacken is set. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, high for a ball, 2-0. Sullivan's also spent a lot of time in the majors this year. He pulls a grounder foul on the first base side. Sullivan's appeared in 21 games at the major league level for San Diego this year. 2-1 the count to the El Paso catcher. And McCacken now with his pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 3-1. On deck is Jansen Witte, 3-1 pitch, inside, ball four, and El Paso has two on with one out at the bottom of the second inning. Well, this started when McCacken got the first out real quickly and then was ahead of Azokar, 0-2, but missed with a couple of pitches, and Azokar hit a double, and now Sullivan draws a five-pitch walk, and there are two on with one out for Witte, who was teammates with McCacken in Tacoma in 2021. Witte batting 298 for El Paso with eight homers. And he's had a good series here so far. Had two hits yesterday. And a pitch clock violation has been charged to Darren McCacken, which is unlike him. So that's ball one, 1-0 to Witte. Now McCacken is set. And the 1-0 pitch to Witte is on its way. And it is a check swing foul tip. That's a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Then the plate umpire wanted to switch baseballs with McCacken after that foul tip. And McCacken didn't want to switch baseballs. So 1-1 the count. Now, McCacken's ready, and there's a pitch in there for a called strike. 90-mile-per-hour fastball, and McCacken's ahead of the count, 1-2, despite the pitch clock violation. Right here's open for a double play grounder in the infield. McCacken is set. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on. Hit in the air to right field. This is deep. Back on the ball is Deloach at the track, and it's over his head and against the fence. Coming to third is Azokar. He's headed home. The throw comes into second. Witte dives in safely there. Azokar scoring. Sullivan stopping at third. It's an RBI double off the right field fence for Jansen Witte, and El Paso takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. So Witte doubles to right. Azokar was holding up at second base, thinking this ball might be caught, although Deloach had it go over his head. Now Plawecki, the batter, with runners at second and third and one out. The Red Ears bring the infield in. And McCackett's pitch is lined over third. Fair ball down the left field line. This will score a couple of runs. Sullivan is in. Witte is in. Digging for second is Plawecki. He's out by a mile at second base. Thrown out by Marlowe for the second out of the inning. So two runs score on the play, but the Red Ears catch a break when Plawecki made an ill-advised attempt to stretch it into a double. So it goes as a two-run single for Plawecki, but he is out at second base, 7-4. However, El Paso has a 3-0 lead here in the second inning. And Luis Liberato now the batter, another former Rainier and former teammate of McCacken. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. Liberato hitting .264 with six homers, .377 on base percentage. Now the 0-1 pitch is taken high for a ball, just barely high, 1-1. And this one's down low for a ball. .21 pitch. Swung on, line towards center. Trammell comes in. He's got to play it on a bounce. Liberato has a two-out single to center field. Fourth hit of the inning for El Paso. Luis Liberato with the two-out single, and now Matthew Batten is the batter. Batten hitting .240 on the year. Flied out to center field his first time up. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Liberato. Oh, one pitch coming. Runner goes, pitch is up and inside. Throw from Severino is in time. They got him at second base. The tag applied by Pat Valleca for the final out of the inning. Liberato caught stealing by Pedro Severino, who put a lot on that throw. And that does it for El Paso in the bottom of the second inning. Three-run score on four hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the third. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma nothing.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
We go to the third inning. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma nothing. Pedro Severino, Pat Valleca, and Mason McCoy to bat in the top of the third. Severino was at the plate when the second inning ended on a pickoff at first base. He swings at the first pitch here and lofts it in the air to left field. Colway tracking it back, but he has plenty of room, and he makes the catch, and one man is out of the third. So Jake Room retires the leadoff man. He's off to a good start today, 2 1/3 scoreless. He has allowed a minimum of 5 runs in each of his last 5 starts, and usually more than 5. He's had 3 of his last 5 starts where he has permitted 8 runs. So he's got to be elated with the way things have started for him today, and his pitch to Valleca is in there for a strike, 0-1. Valleca batting in the number 9 spot, hitting .235 with 2 homers. Next pitch is inside for a ball. One and one to Valleca. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. More and more people have entered this park here in the last 20, 30 minutes or so, and it's actually turned out to be a pretty good crowd here tonight. Late arriving crowd in downtown El Paso. Well, Valleca behind in the count here. 1-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Now this pitch is a swing and a foul. Still 1-2. Valleca last played on Sunday at Cheney Stadium in the Father's Day game against Albuquerque. He had 2 hits, including a double, and scored 2 runs that day. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul back, still 1-2. Now Groom ready. Into his motion, the 1-2 pitch outside for a ball. 2-2. And Groom fires again, and there's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Valleca goes down swinging, and Groom has his 2nd strikeout of the night. 2 away in the top of the 3rd inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. 3 more games left here at El Paso. And then, as we mentioned before, that'll be the end of the first half. There will be 2 days off, Monday and Tuesday, before we start the second half on Wednesday at Cheney Stadium. So here's a pitch inside for a ball. And we'll have a 6-game series at Cheney Stadium that ends with the Monday game, and that's the July 3rd fireworks night at Cheney. So now the 1-0 to McCoy, grounded right to short, and that's scooped up by the shortstop Batten, and he throws out McCoy at first base, and the Red Deers go in order at the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We move to the bottom of the third inning here in El Paso. It's 3-0. Chihuahuas with the lead. Darren McCackett's thrown 41 pitches through two. He'll face the top of the order here in the third. It'll be Matthew Batten, Eggy Rosario, and Taylor Colway. Batten was at the plate in the second inning when Pedro Severino threw out Luis Liberato trying to steal for the final out of the inning. Batten is in the batter's box. He's 0-1 with a flyout. McCackett into his motion of the pitch. Is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. And it is swung on, hit in the air to center field. Back on the ball is Trammell at the track. He makes the catch with a little hop into the air. And he clubs it for the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Batten with a deep flyout to center field here in El Paso. And Trammell caught that right in front of the fence that separates the outfield from the Raiders bullpen in right center. And after throwing the ball in, Trammell gets into a brief conversation with the Raiders relief pitchers watching from out there. Eggy Rosario now the batter. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That's strike one to Rosario. Next pitch outside for a ball. Now the pitch is pulled down the left field line. It hooks and goes foul towards the El Paso bullpen, which is located down the left field line here at Southwest University Park. Really a beautiful ballpark here. Can't recommend it enough. Of the nine away stadiums in the Pacific Coast League, this is an easy top three. Probably an easy top two, really. So the 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And I'm not even going to ding them for having the air conditioning in the broadcast booth be broken this week. Even with that major flaw, it's still a beautiful ballpark and a place you should come see a game if the opportunity ever arises. Here's a grounder to short. McCoy has it, and he throws out Rosario at first base, and two men are gone. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter. Colway grounded out to first base earlier. He's 0-1.
Left fielder, Taylor Colway.
Ooh. pitch to Colway from McCacken is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now ball's yanked foul down the right field line. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a miss. Strike two. McCacken trying to bounce back with a three up, three down inning. Now this one is low and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now this one is down low for a ball. So full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. So still three balls, two strikes. McCacken trying to put him away. Now here comes his 3-2 pitch. And it swung on, hit in the air to center, and struck well. Back is Travell at the track. He's going to have to play it off the base of the wall. And Colway will check in at second base with a long two-out double to drive over the head of Taylor Travell at center field. And now Alfonso Rivas is the hitter. Travell's had a lot of action in center field of this series. He was telling me yesterday that fly balls are just different here. They travel differently in the air here. He says, you think the ball is going to start coming down or start having a downward trajectory, and it just keeps going. There's the pitch that misses to Rivas for ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch. And it is taken high and away for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 is called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is up and away, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Rivas, or the runner in scoring position, and two outs in the third. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. McCacken trying to do something that no starter for Tacoma has been able to do in this series yet, and that's complete the third inning. Here's the 3-2 to Rivas. And it is high, ball four. He lost him. So Rivas heads down to first base. And runners are at first and second with two outs for Jose Azocar.
We would like to thank Dr.
He had a double to the gap in left center. His first time up. O'Keefe went to the mound for a visit with McCacken.
Center fielder, Jose Asoka.
McCacken's ready, and the pitch is a slider for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next delivery inside, and that evens up the count. 1-1. McCacken now at 63 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. We've seen games where he gets through 6 innings in 63 pitches. The 1-1 to Azokar is taken just off the plate outside, and the count moves to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is on its way. And it's up high for a ball and snap throw to first by Severino, and Rivas dives back in safely. But the count's now 3-1 to Azokar. With two on and two out, Brett Sullivan, the on-deck hitter, a left-handed hitter. Now McCacken with his 3-1 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off the left foot of Azokar. Count's now full, 3-2. Well, the runners will be off with the pitch. Colway from second and Rivas from first. And the pitch is yanked foul down the third baseline. McCacken threw a changeup to see if he could get Azokar out in front of it. He was out in front of it, but not so much that he couldn't foul it off. So we'll do it again, another 3-2 pitch. And here it comes, and it is just barely inside, ball four, and that loads him up. Colway takes third, Rivas down to second, Azokar to first. Bases are loaded with two outs for Brett Sullivan. Sullivan walked and scored his first time up. Left-hand hitter. 312 batter on the year at the AAA level. And the pitch is swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. This is going to be pitch number 70 for McCacken right here. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. So he's ahead of Sullivan with the bases loaded and two outs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on, grounded towards McCoy at short, who has it and takes it himself to the second base bag for the force out, and that ends the third. No run score in the third inning. But McCacken threw 30 pitches in the frame. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. Three runners left on. We go to the fourth. It is El Paso 3, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, it's 3-0. El Paso leads Tacoma. We go now to the fourth inning of play here at El Paso's Southwest University Park. Right here's without a hit yet against Jay Groom through three innings. They'll send Cade Marlowe, Cooper Hummel, and Taylor Trammell to the plate. Marlowe stands in. He struck out swinging in the first, one of two strikeout victims of Groom's so far. And the pitch is swung on and lined and caught at second base with a leap by the second baseman, Rosario. One pitch, one out in the fourth inning. Marlowe hit that ball sharply, but Eggy Rosario with a leaping grab.
First baseman, Cooper.
Now Cooper Hummel is the batter. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now here's one up high for a ball, 2-0. Two-o pitch, up high, ball three. So Hummel out ahead of the count. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. He was taking all the way. Hummel's next walk will be his 50th of the year. He leads the league. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss. Full count, 3-2. Groom's trading baseballs with the plate ump. Next pitch coming from Groom, and it is low, ball four. There's a one-out walk, and Hummel heads down to first base. And that's walk number 50 for Cooper Hummel in 46 games played. That batter's eye really works for him in AAA. Hasn't carried over in his brief stints to the big leagues, and the reason is simple. They throw more strikes there and are not pitching around him there at all. So here's a swing and a miss by Trammell. Strike one. Trammell grounded out to second base earlier. He's 0 for 1. Yeah. 0-1 pitch, there goes Hummel. It pitches outside, throw down to second, is not in time. Hummel steals second base, and that's his 18th steal of the year, and he puts himself in scoring position. So the Red Deers have a runner at second with one out. Even count to Trammell. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on and hit high in the air to right field, deep to right field. This ball is carrying, it is still carrying, and it is gone. A two-run home run for Taylor Trammell to right field, and the Red Deers make it a 3-2 ball game. A towering fly to right that disappeared. I think it went over that big doghouse that they have in right field, this tall structure close to the foul pole that's three stories and has a couple of bar restaurants in it, and it's a very tall, narrow structure. And that baseball just disappeared. I think it went over it. So Taylor Trammell with a two-run homer, and that's the Red Deers' first hit of the game, and it's his sixth homer of the season. And now here's Jake Shiner, and Shiner takes the strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming, and that's inside for a ball. Computer estimated that at 402 feet. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. Now Groom with the 2-1 pitch. And this is inside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four. So Shiner draws a walk, and he'll head down to first base. And now Zach Deloach is the batter. Deloach will have to wait for a conference on the mound first, as catcher Brett Sullivan went to the mound to talk to Jay Groom for a moment. So the Red Deers' first hit of the game is a two-run homer by Trammell. First pitch in there for a strike to Deloach, 0-1 the count. Deloach flied out to deep left field his first time up. He's 0-1 today. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch hit hard up the middle off the body of Groom. It goes to the shortstop Batten, who feeds Rosario for one. On to first, not in time. Deloach avoids the double play. He hit a sharp one back through the middle, and it was deflected by Groom. I thought it hit him on his leg as it zipped by. He's frustrated out there on the hill. And now Jansen Witte, the third baseman, going to check on him, and then he looks to the dugout and says, hey, shouldn't we have a trainer come talk to him? And now the El Paso trainer is out of the dugout, Josh DiLoreto, to go check on Groom. And I think it actually got him on his left hand as he reached down. Well, his follow-through carried his left arm down by his right leg, where his, which is where I thought the ball initially hit, but maybe it hit his arm. Now I'm getting to see a replay. Yeah, it did hit his He reached for it with his left hand, kind of intuitively, and it scraped the back of his hand, and he's throwing some practice pitches now. The force out at second base goes 1-6-4. Deloach reaches first. Groom has thrown two practice pitches, and this sounds like he's going to be all right, and he'll stay in this game. Adam Engel will be the batter. Deloach hit that ball very sharply. .101 off the bat, according to our Hawkeye system. Here's the pitch to Adam Engel, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Over is Azokar, the center fielder. He's there to make the catch, and the inning is over. Engel flies out to center, wrapping up the top of the fourth. But the Red Deers get a couple of runs back. Two runs in the inning on just one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in El Paso. It's Chihuahuas 3, Raiders 2. Darren McCacken on the mound to work the bottom of the fourth. He'll face Jansen Witte, Kevin Plowecki, and Luis Liberato. Witte doubled to drive in a run in the second and scored a run as well. Right-hand hitter. And McCacken into his motion to the pitch. He swung on and hit in the air to straightaway center. Trammell's going back, still back at the track, at the fence, but it is gone. A home run to straightaway center field for Jansen Witte. His ninth of the year. First pitch fastball belt high, and Witte launches it to straightaway center field. His second home run of this series against his former team. And El Paso leads it 4-2. So Witte touches them all. He's 6-for-11 with two homers in this series. Pitch to Kevin Plowecki is taken for a strike. First pitch slider. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. And now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. First half champion Oklahoma City beat Las Vegas yesterday in a stunner, 1-0. We don't normally do that in the Pacific Coast League. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. It was the first 9-inning, 1-0 game in the league this season. It was played at Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Las Vegas involved in it. That's a real surprise. They've had one of the worst pitching staffs you can imagine this year, as there's a swing and a miss by Plawecki. It was a bullpen game for Oklahoma City. They had 7 pitchers combined on the 4-hit shutout. The 7 relievers that the Dodgers used combined to issue 0 walks. 2-2 pitch popped up on the infield right in front of the mound, and McCacken is going to catch it himself. And there's the first out at the bottom of the 4th inning. Plawecki pops up to the pitcher. And now Luis Liberato is the batter. Las Vegas had a starter, Freddie Tarnak, go 4 scoreless innings, and then they went to the bullpen. And in the 5th inning, the longtime major leaguer Cole Calhoun, who's with Oklahoma City now, he hit a solo homer off Vegas reliever Kirby Snead. And that was the only run of the game. Here's a swing and a foul down the left field line off the bat of Luis Liberato. Each team had 4 hits. The game took 2 hours and 9 minutes to complete. There were 4 walks in the game, all of them issued by Las Vegas pitchers. First 1-0, 9-inning game of the year. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There has been 1 other 1-0 game this season in the Pacific Coast League. It was a 7-inning doubleheader game. That also involved Oklahoma City. Oh, and 2, the count to Liberato. And McCacken's into his motion, and the pitch is taken low and outside for a ball. 1-2. Oklahoma City has clinched the first half. Their 1 loss record is just bonkers right now. Sears is swinging a fly towards left center. This is deep. Trammell on the move. It's over his head and up against the fence. Liberato is at second, and he'll stop there with a 1-out double. Luis Liberato with a long double to deep left center. Hit number 7 for the Chihuahuas. And now the lineup turns over, and Matthew Batten will be the batter. Oklahoma City, 49 wins and 21 losses after 70 games. So there's a pitch in there for a strike. They're going to win 50 games in the first half. The first half is 75 games. For Oklahoma City had a canceled game, though. They're only going to play 74. And they only need 1 more win to get to 50. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, hit on a hop to short. McCoy has it, freezes Liberato at second, and throws to first and gets Batten for the second out in the bottom of the 4th inning. So Batten grounds out to McCoy at shortstop. And now Eggie Rosario is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a fly out and a ground out. Also last night, Salt Lake beat Sugarland 7-4. Jake Lamb went 4 for 4. And Jack Lopez hit a grand slam as part of a 6-run first inning for Salt Lake. Pitch to Rosario is outside for a ball. Reno topped Albuquerque 8-6. Phillip Evans with a 3-run homer, his 5th of the year. He had a 1-for-4 showing. His average is now .367. He is the league's leading hitter. Next pitch is inside for a ball. The top 3 hitters for average in the league are all Reno aces. In fact, 4 of the top 5 and 5 of the top 7 are Reno aces. The only interlopers in the batting race are Michael Stefanik, tied for 3rd at .347, and Elio Hernandez with Round Rock at .338. Here's one inside to Rosario. The five aces in the top seven. You've got Phillip Evans leading the league at 367. Diego Castillo at 352. Dominic Canzone at 347. Buddy Kennedy, 339. P.J. Higgins is seventh at 337. Next pitch is a called strike to Rosario. It's 3-1. Three-one pitch. Just outside, ball four. Rosario draws the walk. McCacken at 88 pitches now. After going seven innings in each of his last three starts, under normal circumstances, the Red Ears probably would have pulled him from this one already to give him a little bit of a break, but with the Rainiers starting pitchers getting knocked out early each of the last two games, they're rolling with McCacken. And McCacken has just been called for his second pitch clock violation, although this time the buzzer sounded in the umpire's ear right when McCacken was beginning his motion. So 1-0 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch, swung on, popped up. The shortstop, McCoy, on the outfield grass behind second base, makes the catch, and Colway is retired, and that does it for El Paso in the fourth. They get one run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We go to the fifth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 2. Pedro Severino to lead things off for the Red Ears this inning, followed by Pat Valleca and Mason McCoy. Folks, join us for the next Red Ears home game Wednesday, June 28th. This coming Wednesday, that'll be the start of a six-game series with the Salt Lake Bees in town. First pitch Wednesday will be 6:05 p.m. Here's Groom with his first pitch to Severino, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Tickets and promotional information all available at TacomaRainiers.com. And if you don't have your July 3rd tickets yet and you're planning on coming out, you better take care of that soon. So the 1-0 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-0. And don't forget, you can always save a couple bucks on service fees by stopping by the Cheney Stadium box office during normal business hours. They're even open when the team's on the road. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Severino. Count goes to 2-1. Now a pitch clock violation charged on Severino. So the count's 2-2. He wasn't ready with 8 seconds left on the clock. He swings and lines the next pitch into right field for a base hit anyway. He doesn't care. Severino with a leadoff single in the fifth. The Red Ears have their second hit of the game. Pedro Severino lining a single to right field. And that gets things started in the top of the fifth inning.
Second baseman, Pat Valleca.
Now Pat Valleca will be the batter. Valleca struck out swinging his first time up. He's 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away on the first base side. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Now a swing and a fly to right field, and going back on the ball is Liberato, but he's going to make the catch on the warning track for the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Severino retreats to first base. So Valleca flies out. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. He's 0-2 so far today. The pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch high. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count to McCoy. And Groom throws down low, ball three. Groom right around 70 pitches now. Three-oh pitch coming. And that's in there for a called strike. Red Ears have bullpen action for the first time today. Looks like Diego Castillo warming up. Three-one pitch. Misses ball four. McCoy draws a walk. Severino takes second, and the Red Ears have two on with one out. Trailing by two runs in the top of the fifth inning, and now Cade Marlowe is coming to the plate. Struck out and lined out so far. 0-2. And the pitch is hit sharply to first, caught by the first baseman Rivas, and scrambling to get back to first base safely is McCoy, avoiding a double play. Marlowe lines out to the first baseman. So that's the second out of the inning. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. He has walked in each of his first two plate appearances today. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. A walk here would load him up for Trammell. Now the 1-0 on its way from Groom. Swung on, line to right field. Liberato moving back and with a jump and a reach, and he reels it in for the final out of the inning. Hummel lines out to right fielder Luis Liberato, who makes a nice play on the ball for the final out. The Raiders do not score. They had a hit. They leave two runners stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We're at the bottom of the fifth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 2. Darren McCackett's thrown 90 pitches through four innings, and he's out there to begin the fifth and face Alfonso Rivas, the cleanup man, followed by Jose Azocar and Brett Sullivan. Rivas is 0-1 today with a grounder back to McCackett and a walk. And the pitch to Rivas misses for a ball, 1-0. Mariners game just went final. They beat the Yankees 10-2. They wiped him out. It was a blowout early. 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. They jumped all over the Yankees starter, Domingo Herman. Ty France hit a homer. Colton Wong hit a homer. Cal Raleigh hit a homer. So here's one that misses for a ball. I think Teoscar hit one too. I'll get all the details here during the next break. But Mariners won big. They needed that badly. 3-0 pitch. In for a strike to Rivas. Count goes to 3-1. Brian Wu got his first major league win. Now this pitch to Rivas catches the inside corner and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff, swung on and fouled off on the third base side, still 3-2. Straight 2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air to left. Lining it up is Marlowe, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Rivas flies out to left field, one away. And now Jose Azokar is the batter. McCacken's pitch count is 97. And John Russell discussing things with Jairo Cuevas on the top step of the dugout right now, but he's going to leave him in to face Azokar. And Azokar shows bunt, bunts it back to McCacken. That's handy. He picks it up and throws out Azokar. One pitch, and Azokar is retired, and now two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. So the Rainiers say thank you right there. Two down, and now Brett Sullivan is the batter. Sullivan has bounced out and walked so far. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch called, a strike on the inside corner. That was pitch number 100 for McCacken right there. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. And McCacken's ahead of the count, a ball of two strikes. Now the righty comes set. A 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Just a smidge inside. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, called strike three, and down goes Sullivan. That closes out the inning, and McCacken has his first strikeout of the night. Three up, three down at the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth inning of play. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the sixth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 2. Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner, and Zach DeLoach to bat in the top of the sixth inning. Nice job from McCacken to pitch a three up, three down fifth inning and just get one more inning in before the Red Ears are going to turn things over to the bullpen in the sixth, in the bottom of this inning. See if the Red Ears might be able to get something going offensively here against Jay Groom, who has allowed only two hits in five innings. One of them a long homer that Taylor Trammell hit in the fourth. They had the first pitches in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Trammell hit a towering fly ball home run in the fourth. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. No one in my little section of press row here, the broadcasters for the other team or the cameraman nearby, they don't, no one saw Trammell's ball land. Here's a drive to right center. This is deep. It is back, and this one is gone. Trammell has hit his second home run of the game to right center field. This one, a low line drive that gets out of here into the El Paso night, and it's a 4-3 ball game. Taylor Trammell is at 2 home runs today and now has 7 in 24 games for Tacoma this year. And he's at 2 off the lefty, Jay Groom, tonight. That was a rocket to right center. Here's Jake Shiner. And Groom's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Next delivery, swing and a foul back. One ball, two strikes to Shiner. Foul back by Shiner. Still one ball, two strikes. One, two coming from Groom, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Groom with a 2-2, and it swung on and looped out into shallow center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit for Shiner. So he's on for his second time today, his first time with a hit. Jake Shiner, base hit to center field, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach is 0-2 with a ground out and a deep fly out. He's hit the ball hard both times. And the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Four, three, El Paso. We're in the top of the sixth inning. And now here's a swing and a foul pulled down the right field line. Two and one the count. And this one is on the outside edge for a called strike. Right there on the black. Two, two coming. Swung on, pulled into right field. A base hit for Deloach. Going to second and stopping is Shiner. as Liberato throws through to third base. And the Red Ears have two on now, and there's still nobody out. So Deloach with a single to right. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. The Red Ears had two hits in the first five innings tonight, and now they've had three straight hits to start the sixth. And the pitching coach for El Paso, Scott Mitchell, goes to the mound to talk to Jay Groom. Well, chance for the Red Ears to tie this game up or better. Two on, no one out. Engel stands in, and the pitch from Groom is on its way, and this is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Engel. It's grounded out and flied out. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards right. This one's carrying a bit. Liberato's back at the track, at the fence, and it is off the fence. Just now approaching third is Shiner. He rounds third, stops there. The Red Ears have a problem. Runners all over the place. And now they've got Shiner in a rundown between home and third. He's being chased back to third, but third is occupied by Deloach. And taking second is Engel as Shiner gives himself up. So runners will be at second and third with one out. Well, a circus on the bases for the Red Ears. Shiner was holding close to second because he thought that ball might have been caught and he wanted to be able to tag up in advance. But then it hit off the fence and he had to take off for third. The runner who started the play at first base, Deloach, was running hard the whole time, so he was right behind Shiner. And suddenly the Red Ears had two runners separated just by a couple of feet approaching third. And third base coach Eric Ferris tried to get Deloach to turn around and go back to second. But ultimately, the Red Ears were in trouble. And eventually Shiner is tagged out. Deloach is at third, Engel at second with one out. And the pitch to Severino is in there for a strike. Engel will get credited for a single. He takes second on the throw. Deloach going to third, and then Shiner is put out on a long relay that I don't have available for you right now. Now the 0-1 pitch is down in the dirt. It hits the backstop and bounced back out towards the pitcher, and the runners have to hold. So runners at second and third, one out, 4-3 El Paso. Here comes the 1-1 to Severino with the infield drawn partway in. And it is taken high for a ball, 2-1.
Shiner now 8-6-2-5-2.
Well, they just announced the scoring on that rundown. It was 8-6-2-5-2, if you're keeping score. Catcher got in there twice. 2-1 to Severino. Check swing on a pitch down and in, and he held up in time. Three balls, one strike. A walk would load him up for Valleca, who is on deck. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Severino. Swing and a miss, and the count's full, 3-2. There's action in the El Paso bullpen for the first time today. Three balls, two strikes to Severino. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it is swung on and missed strike three. And there's the second out of the inning. Severino has struck out. Two away. That's the third strikeout of the night for Jake Roome. Pat Valleca, the batter, he's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Rainiers need a clutch hit. Deloach at third and Engel at second. Sixth inning, it's 4-3 El Paso. And Groome calls time to reset his PitchCom system, his earpiece that all the pitchers now have on the inside of their hat to get the signs from the catcher. Here's the pitch to Valleca now, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Want to know the count and the pitch. Swung on and crushed to left field. It is deep. Back is Colway at the track, but this one is gone. Pat Valleca has connected a three-run homer to left field. And for the first time tonight, the Tacoma Rainiers have the lead. Valleca with his third home run of the season. And just like that, our score is Tacoma 6, El Paso 4. There's the big hit the Rainiers were looking for. Third home run of this game for Tacoma. Valleca comes through with a two-out, three-run shot to left field. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Owen won the count to McCoy. Well, Groome was having his best outing in quite some time until things have changed here in the sixth inning. All one pitch to McCoy is taken for a called strike. It's 0-2. Now the pitch popped up foul and out of play. So no balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul back. O-2 again to McCoy. Swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three, and that does it for the Rainiers in the top of the sixth inning. But the Rainiers break through. They score four runs in the top of the sixth inning. They do it with two home runs among five hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, El Paso 4.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, Tacoma 6, El Paso 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, takes over on the hill. And Jansen Witte is the first batter he'll face. Castillo's in his 16th appearance for Tacoma this year, 3-1 with a 5.14 ERA. First pitch to Witte is outside for a ball. Want to know the count to Witte. And now Castillo's next pitch is in there for a called strike. McCacken went five innings, allowed seven hits, four runs all earned, walked four, struck out one. He was a survivor tonight on a night where he didn't have his crispest stuff or his best command. Witte lines one down the left field line. There's another hit for the former Rainier, his third of this game. He's on his way to second as Marlowe gets the ball back in. A leadoff double for Jansen Witte. He's 3-for-3 with two doubles and a homer. So Witte has a two-base hit, and now Kevin Plawecki is the batter. Plawecki's 1-for-2 with a single that drove in two. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch to Plawecki is outside for a ball. One one offering from Castillo. And it's outside. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Plawecki. And it is up high, ball three. So three balls, one strike. Now Castillo to the plate, and it's a swing and a foul back. Count goes full, 3-2. Castillo's last two appearances have been probably his best appearance as a Rainier, followed by possibly his worst. Two extremes in his last two outings. 3-2 pitch into the air to center, but it's carrying tonight. Trammell is back, and at the fence, and he can't get it. It's off the wall, and the bounces a long way away from him. Parallel to the wall towards right center. Witte has scored. Plawecki, who runs like a catcher, has made it to third, and he stops there with a stand-up triple, and it is 6-5. That ball hit a angled wall in center field and bounced parallel to the right center field fence along the front of the wall, away from Trammell towards the right fielder, who also had to run a very long way to go get it. Plawecki ends up with a triple as a result. And it is now 6-5. And Castillo has allowed two loud extra base hits to the first two batters he has faced. And now the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, has gone to the mound to talk to Castillo. Luis Liberato will be the next batter. So the Red Ears lead quickly down to one run, and the tying runner is at third with nobody out. Red Ears will bring the infield in all the way around with Liberato standing in. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul back. That evens up the count, 1-1. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Castillo could use a strikeout here. Here comes his 1-2 pitch to Liberato. And it is a called strike three, and down he goes, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. That's a big one. And now the lineup turns over, and Matthew Batten comes to the plate. Batten 0-3 today. The Red Ears keep the infield in with the tying runner at third and one out. Castillo's pitch inside and high for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Now a swing and a pop-up on the left side. Foul might be playable. Shiner and Severino. And Severino catches it in foul territory with Shiner reaching for it as well, but they did not collide. And that's the second out of the inning. And a big one there. A foul pop-up off the bat of Matt Batten. And now there are two outs. The tying runner is still at third. The infielders will back up to normal depth now, and Eggy Rosario will come to the plate for his fourth time tonight. He's 0-2 with a walk. Right-hand batter. Castillo is set, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way. And the pitch is a fastball high. One ball, one strike. Right here's trying to get out of this inning with the lead still intact. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Diego Castillo comes set. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Eggy Rosario, and it is swung on and looped over first, and that's a fair ball and a base hit. And in to score the tying run is Plawecki. Rosario's trying to stretch it into a double, and he is tagged out at second base by McCoy as Deloach fired to second and got him for the final out of the inning. But the game is tied. Rosario with the base hit to right, bringing in Plawecki, and then he's out trying to stretch it. 9-6 to end the inning. Two runs for El Paso at the bottom of the sixth on three hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma 6, El Paso 6.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Well, we go to the seventh inning here in El Paso. This game is all tied up, 6-6. New pitcher in there for El Paso, right-hander Jake Sanchez takes over for the starter Jay Groom, who went six innings and allowed seven hits and six runs. All were earned, all scored on homers. Here's the first pitch to Deloach, Marlowe, and it is down low for a ball, 1-0. Groom walked four and struck out four. Here's the 1-0 to Marlowe, and it is down and in for a ball to Adele. Jake Sanchez is appearing in his 21st game this year for El Paso. He's 1-2 with a 7.96 ERA. 33-year-old right-hander from Brawley, California. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Sanchez has pitched a lot of the Mexican League over the years. Next pitch in there for a called strike. He signed with the Padres this year, his first time back with an affiliated minor league team since 2018 when he was in Double-A with the A's. Here's his 3-1 pitch on its way to Marlowe, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count is full, 3-2. In between 2018 and this year, Sanchez pitched for numerous teams in the Mexican League, the Summer League and the Winter League. It was with Mexicali, the Red Devils, Tijuana, Monterrey. Here's his 3-2 pitch, and it is inside, ball four. Marlowe heads down to first base.
First baseman Cooper Hummel.
Now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel's walked twice and lined out to right. He's 0 for 1. Switch hitter, he's batting left-handed for his first time today. And the pitch with the runner going is taken up high. No throw to second base. Big jump by Marlowe, and he steals second. So Cade Marlowe has his 12th steal of the year. And now the Red Ears have the go-ahead runner in scoring position at the top of the seventh inning. One-oh pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. 1-1. Now this one is a check swing, and he went, says the third base umpire Dylan Wilson on the appeal. So Hummel's behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch coming. Outside, two balls, two strikes. We'll check out our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas got a 5-1 win on the road at Wichita last night. Two homers by outfielder Isaiah Gilliam, who's new to the organization this year, a free agent signed to help the Double-A team. It's up to 11 homers this season. Pickoff throw to second base, and back in is Marlowe. Jonathan Klase had a triple and two runs batted in. He's been struggling since being promoted to Double-A, hitting .208, so good to see him get a two-run triple yesterday. 2-2 to Hummel. Called strike three. Hummel can't believe it. The automated system rung him up. And that is the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Hummel wanted to argue. He was looking all over for someone to argue with, but the robot umpire was nowhere to be found. So one out at the top of the seventh. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Looking at my version of the Hawkeye system, the pitch appears to be low and outside. I guess possibly it could have clipped the very last smidge of the lower outside corner of the zone. There's a swing and a miss by Trammell, strike one. Taylor Trammell has homered in each of his last two at-bats, both of those homers coming off the lefty Jay Groom. Now the 0-1 pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Now, a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, so it's 2-1 on Trammell. So 2-1 to Trammell with a runner at second and one out in the seventh. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. More on our farm report. Advanced Class A Everett was a winner at Hillsboro in the Northwest League last night, 8-7. Hogan Windisch had three hits and two runs batted in. Alberto Rodriguez had two hits, including his 21st double. He's hitting .299 with a .965 OPS, Alberto Rodriguez at Everett. Everett moved over the .500 mark with their win last night. The Mariners advanced Class A team now 33-32. Even count to Trammell. Marlowe leads from second. And Jake Sanchez with the pitch. The runner goes, and Trammell launches another one to right field, deep and back, and it is gone. His third home run of the game. This one landed on the roof of the structure in right field. The Big Doghouse, a third home run of the night for Taylor Trammell. And Tacoma is back out in front, 8-6. And he may get another chance to bat tonight. Trammell has raised his home run total up to 8 on the year. And the Red Ears lead this game 8-6. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Trammell has driven in 5 tonight. Next pitch is fouled back. Now a pitch in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes to Shiner. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. They got him for the second out of the inning. So two down at the top of the seventh inning. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Deloach. One for three today. This is the first three-homer game of Trammell's career. As now Deloach lines one to right field, and sliding as he makes the catch is Liberato moving towards the foul line for the final out. And that does it for Tacoma at the top of the seventh inning. But the Red Ears have regained the lead on Taylor Trammell's third homer of the night. Two runs at the top of the seventh on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. It's the seventh inning stretch. Tacoma 8, El Paso 6.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
It's the seventh inning stretch in El Paso. The Red Ears with an 8-6 lead. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan, takes over. He'll face the meat of the order, beginning with number three man Taylor Colway, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Red Ears just regained the lead on Taylor Trammell's third homer of the night, a two-run shot in the top of this inning. And he is probably going to get to bat again. The Rainiers will only need to get one base runner for that to happen to guarantee his spot in the order for another turn. So there's a pitch high to Colway for a ball. Now the 1-1 is taken low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Ryder Ryan on in relief of Diego Castillo, who went one inning, allowed three hits and two runs, no walks, one strikeout. Ryan's appearing in his 21st game, 3-2 with a 4.15 ERA. 2-1 pitch to Colway is grounded down the first baseline, foul just to the right of the bag. Hummel fielded that ball, moving across into foul territory. Now the 2-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left. Marlowe has it lined up, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Ryan gets Taylor Colway to fly out to left. So one out, and now Alfonso Rivas is the batter.
First baseman, Alfonso Rivas.
Alfonso Rivas is 0 for 2 with a walk. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a liner caught at shortstop by McCoy. Rivas is retired on a hard hit ball that came right to Mason McCoy, who just kind of had to lean to his right a little bit to catch it. Now Jose Azokar is the batter. He's one for two with a double, a walk, and a run scored. And the first pitch went down low for a ball. So 1-0 the count. Azokar now back in the batter's box, and Ryder Ryan is set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it is a fastball pumped in there at 95 on the gun for a called strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is a fastball called strike two. Another heater from Ryder Ryan, who has gotten ahead of the count. And Azokar says, I'm taking my timeout. And he's going to go for a little walk around the batter's box. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and Ryder Ryan with an impressive bottom of the seventh inning, putting up a zero right when the Red Ears needed it. The shutdown inning, if you will, right after the Red Ears took the lead. Three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh for Ryder Ryan. We go to the eighth. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 6.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 8, El Paso 6. Adam Engel, Pedro Severino, and Pat Valleca to bat here at the top of the eighth inning. Adam Engel settling in now. Jake Sanchez beginning his second inning of relief work. The right-hander for El Paso gave up Taylor Trammell's third homer of the game. First pitch is a swing and a miss. There's a strike to Engel, 0-1. New second baseman in for El Paso. The rehabbing Eggy Rosario is out. Max Schrock is now playing second base. And now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. Schrock was just activated from the injured list yesterday by El Paso. One pitch to Engel, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now the 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Sanchez with a 2-2, and this is hit in the air to center field. Drifting back is Azokar, and he's under it, and he makes the catch. There's out number one in the top of the eighth. Now the Red Ears do need to get a base runner to assure Trammell another at bat, where he would have the opportunity to hit his fourth homer. Severino, 1-for-3. Right-hand batter, and the pitch from Sanchez is a swing and a miss. The only way Trammell doesn't get to hit again is if the Rainiers go down 1-2-3 in the eighth inning and 1-2-3 in the ninth, which obviously is possible. Need someone to reach. 0-1 pitch is grounded towards third. Backhand pickup by Witte. He loads up and throws out Severino, and two men are gone. So the first two men have been retired in the eighth. Sanchez has actually retired four straight hitters since Trammell hit the go-ahead homer. Here's Pat Valeka, who hit a big three-run homer his last time up. He's 1-for-3. And the pitch is bounced to the shortstop, Batten, who fields it and throws out Valeka. And the Rainiers do go in order in the eighth inning, 1-2-3. So, nothing doing here. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Tacoma 8, El Paso 6.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 6. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien. On in relief of Ryder Ryan, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning with a strikeout. O'Brien comes into the eighth, protecting a 2-run lead, looking for a redeemer after he took the loss in the opener on Tuesday, giving up 2 runs in the ninth on the year. O'Brien 1-3 with 4 saves, a 1.65 ERA. This is his 25th appearance. The right-hander from Seattle with his pitch to Sullivan, and it's pulled foul down the right field line. And that's strike one. First pitch cutter from O'Brien. O'Brien goes with a four-seam fastball that he can bring 95, 96 miles per hour. A curveball, which is a good pitch for him, and then a cutter that he throws occasionally, and he threw a first pitch cutter to Sullivan, and he pulled it foul. 0-1 pitch is the curve down low for a ball, 1-1. What got O'Brien into trouble on Tuesday was walks. Walked back-to-back hitters with one out. He only allowed one hit in that inning, but it was the game-winning hit. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and chopped up the first baseline. O'Brien off the mound has it, and he'll just tag Sullivan in the base path. And one man is out. Sullivan grounds out pitcher unassisted. So one away. And now Jansen Witte is the batter. Witte, two doubles and a homer tonight. Big game for the former Rainier. And Witte has scored three runs and driven in two. Now the pitch is a fastball up high. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 pitch outside into the backstop. A fastball that got away. Two balls, no strikes to Witte. Two-oh pitch, curve down low, ball three. On deck is Plawecki. Three-oh pitch, misses ball four. Witte was taking all the way, and now he's on his way to first base. So a four-pitch walk for Jansen Witte, and that brings the tying run to the plate for El Paso. Plawecki, two for three with a single, a triple, and three runs batted in tonight. Rainier's lead 8-6, one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. And O'Brien with his pitch, and it is taken well outside for a ball. And O'Brien's lost control of the strike zone. This is what happened on Tuesday. Five straight pitches have missed. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. There's a strike. That evens things up 1-1. Turner to throw to first, and diving back in safely is Witte. Rainier's trying to end a three-game losing streak here at El Paso. 1-1 pitch. And there's a breaking ball for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So Brian out ahead. Now the pitch swung on, bounced to the left side, fielded at third by Shiner. He goes to second. That's all they'll get, the force out there. Plawecki is safe at first out of fielder's choice. Witte forced out. 5-4 if you're keeping score. Third baseman to the second baseman. Two down, and now Luis Liberato is the hitter.
Right fielder, Luis.
Liberato. Has singled and doubled and struck out. Two for three. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0. Pitch. Misses for a ball, 2-0. Now another throw to first, and Witte is back in safely. Two balls, no strikes. Tying run at the plate. The pitch is inside, ball three. Rainiers are starting activity in the bullpen. And I think we can probably assume that's Matt Festa warming up. 3-0 to Liberato is outside, ball four, four-pitch walk. Second walk of the inning, and there are two on with two out. And now Matthew Batten is the hitter. Brian O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to O'Brien. It is indeed Festa warming up in the bullpen. Well, they're going to let O'Brien face another hitter. Batten is 0 for 4 tonight. The El Paso leadoff man stands in. Plawecki at second. Liberato, the tying runner at first with two outs in the eighth. O'Brien's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. And the pitch is swung on and missed, and that evens up the count, 1-1. On deck for El Paso is Max Schrock, who entered the game defensively in the top of this inning and has not had an at-bat since early April because of injury. 1-1 pitch from O'Brien is outside in the dirt for a ball, 2-0. Or 2-1, the count to Matthew Batten. Rainiers lead 8-6. We're at the bottom of the eighth. Riley O'Brien comes set. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and sprayed into right. Here comes Deloach. He reaches out and he makes the catch as he approaches the foul line, and that is the final out. In the bottom of the eighth inning, O'Brien survives a couple of walks. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on. We go to the ninth. It's Tecoma 8, El Paso 6.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the ninth inning. The Tecoma Rainiers leading El Paso 8-6. They've got the top of the order coming up here, beginning with Mason McCoy, followed by Cade Marlowe and Cooper Hummel. Taylor Trammell, who has hit three homers tonight, is due up fourth this inning. Jake Sanchez still in the game for El Paso. He's pitched two innings in relief, and his first pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball, 1-0. Trammell's three-homer game tonight, the second three-homer game of the season for the Red Ears. The other one was Mike Ford at home, April 21st. coincidentally, that also came against El Paso. Now the 1-0 pitch to McCoy is taken for a called strike, 1-1 now. Rainiers need a base runner to get Trammell up. They also would really like to get some insurance runs while they're at it. 1-1 pitch to McCoy. Swing and a miss, strike two. Nice slider from Sanchez, and McCoy's behind at the count, 1-2. Mason 0-3 with a walk tonight. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another slider, and there's the first out in the ninth. Sanchez has retired six straight batters since Trammell's last homer. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. He's 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. Festa is warming up in the right ears pen. He'll have the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch to Marlowe. He shows bunt, bunts it foul. Sullivan, the catcher, grabbing it and trying to make it look like a fair ball because it would have been an easy out, but the plate umpire, Raul Moreno, waved it foul. 0-1 the count to Marlowe. And now Sanchez is ready. The 0-1 pitch is low. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to straightaway center field. Azokar barely has to move. He's just waiting there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Cooper Hummel comes to the plate with two outs, and Taylor Trammell moves into the on-deck circle. And he needs Hummel to reach base if he's going to have a shot at homer number four. Hummel's 0-2 with two walks and a run scored. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Hummel batting left-handed against the righty. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And it is low and away, 2-0. In the bottom of the ninth, El Paso has the 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Hummel. Swung on and grounded foul, first base side, 2-1. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch on its way from Jake Sanchez. And it's high and outside, ball three. So Hummel ahead, 3-1. He is willing to take a walk. He leads the league in walks. Now up to 50 on the year. Three balls, one strike, the count. And the pitch is up and away, ball four, and Hummel reaches for his third time today, and Trammell's going to get a chance. Trammell, 3-for-4 today. And the out came in his first at bat. He grounded out in the first inning. He hit a towering two-run homer in the fourth inning, a liner homer in the sixth, and then another towering one in the seventh, all pulled to right field. Well, the pitching coach for the Chihuahuas, Scott Mitchell's out to talk to Sanchez, and he's giving him the old don't give up a home run speech. The Tacoma franchise actually does have, in its long history dating back to 1960, a four-homer game. Randy Bass, who was a big-time AAA slugger who eventually went to Japan and became a star, he hit four homers in a game for the Tacoma Twins in 1977, June 9th, 1977 in Phoenix. Trammell's ready to hit. Here we go. Sanchez is set, and a pickoff throw to first, and Hummel dives back in safely. Boy, would that be anticlimactic if he got picked off. Thank goodness that hasn't happened. He got back in there. But he's actually probably thinking of trying to steal because it would help. The Rainiers are trying to win this game still. There goes Hummel. The pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center field, but not deep. Coming in on it is Azokar, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the top of the ninth inning. Trammell flies to center field, and he'll have to be satisfied with three homers tonight, and I hope he is satisfied with that. That should be satisfying. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. Now let's see if the Rainiers can win the game. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 6.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Southwest University Park in El Paso. The Rainiers leading the Chihuahuas 8-6. Matt Festa comes in to try to close it out. He leads the PCO with 11 saves, so one more than Sugarland's Joe Record, who has 10. Festa, no record, a 0.72 ERA. And Festa will face Schrock, Colway, and Rivas here in the ninth. Max Schrock has not had an at-bat since April 6th when he broke a hand and has been on the injured list ever since. He did get at-bats in the Arizona Complex League on a rehab assignment. He's a left-hand hitter. Festa's pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Schrock has plenty of AAA experience. Now here's the 1-0 coming from Festa. And it swung on, a broken bat, two-hopper hit to second and fielded by Valleca, and he throws out Schrock at first base. Two pitches, one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Festa retires the first batter he faces. Really jammed Schrock. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter, another left-hand hitter. They're all left-hand hitters that Festa will face here. Colway, Schrock was, and the next guy, Alfonso Rivas. You'd like to get Colway because Rivas is the big power hitter. The pitch to Colway is taken for a called strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. Colway's 1-for-4 with a long double back in the third inning. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up in the air to shallow left center. Long run in for Marlowe, but he gets there and makes the catch, and two men are out. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Alfonso Rivas, the batter. Red Ears are also an out away from ending the Thursday curse. have not won a game on a Thursday this season. This is the 11th Thursday game this year for the Red Ears. Festa is ready. Here's the pitch. And it is a breaking ball in there for a strike. First pitch slider. 0-1 the count. Rainiers lead 8-6, two outs in the ninth. Now Festa is ready. And the 0-1 pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Outfield straight away and deep. Infield swung around to the right as much as is allowed by the current rules. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Festa's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes through a fastball. Past Rivas right there. So one ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners on a Thursday for the first time this year. They end the three-game losing streak, and it took a guy hitting three home runs in one game to get it done. Taylor Trammell with three homers today to help the Rainiers do the 8-6 victory over the El Paso Chihuahuas. We'll break it down with a recap of the scoring in the postgame show. Also a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. That's coming up right after this.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Red Ears win. They beat El Paso 8-6, ending a three-game losing streak and getting their first win on a Thursday this year. 0-10 on Thursdays prior to this one. Finally a win. It made no sense. I don't really know why the team was losing on Thursdays every week. They basically had a different starting pitcher each time. It didn't make any sense, but it's just the way it happened until now. Finally a win on a Thursday as the Red Ears had a huge game from Taylor Trammell and a gutty performance from Darren McCacken in order to set the stage for Trammell and the work that he did today, especially in the middle innings of this contest. El Paso jumped out 3-0 in the second inning when McCacken had retired the first four batters of the game, but then Jose Azocar hit a double. Brett Sullivan walked, Jansen Witte doubled in a run to make it one zip, and then Kevin Plawecki hit a two-run single to left field. It could have turned into a big inning, but the Chihuahuas ran into two outs on the base paths, kind of bailed out McCacken and the Red Ears right there, and El Paso was ahead 3-0 early. McCacken got out of a bases-loaded situation in the third. It was still 3-0 when we went to the fourth. The Red Ears had not yet had a hit against the El Paso starter, Jake Room. Cooper Hummel drew a one-out walk, and then Taylor Trammell connected for his first time today, an extremely high fly ball homer to right field. And it gave the Red Ears their first hit and first runs of the game, made it 3-2. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, Jansen Witte, the former Red Ear, homered to dead center field against McCacken, his ninth homer of the year. That was part of a three-hit performance for Witte, all extra base hits. And they were back up 4-2. They proceeded to put two more runners on base before McCacken got the final out in the fourth. He was at 90 pitches after four innings, but gave the Red Ears another inning and got through the fifth inning, three up, three down, keeping it 4-2 as we went to the sixth. Trammell led off the sixth, facing the lefty Jake Room, and lined a homer to right center field, a line shot for his second homer of the game and seventh of the year, and that made it 4-3. Jake Shiner then singled, Zach Deloach singled, Adam Engel hit a single off the fence in right field, but there was some concern the right fielder might catch the ball. Shiner, staying close to second base, got a late break for third, and Deloach was hot on his heels, and the Red Ears had two runners approaching third at the same time. That's never good. And eventually Shiner was thrown out in a rundown. When the dust settled, Red Ears had runners at second and third with one out. Severino struck out for the second out of the inning. Looked like it might turn into a missed opportunity for the Red Ears, but no. Pat Valleca had his moment, hitting a big two-out, three-run homer to left field, his third homer of the season, and suddenly the Red Ears, for the first time today, had the lead 6-4. That lead was short-lived. Diego Castillo came in for the bottom of the sixth inning. Jansen Witte greeted him with a double. Kevin Plawecki followed with a triple to drive in Witte and make it 6-5. Castillo nearly got out of that, though. Got a strikeout and a pop-up, but Eggy Rosario blooped a soft single into right field, driving in Plawecki to tie the game 6-6, although Rosario was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double, the third out on the base pass of the game for El Paso, and that finished the sixth, but we were now all even again, 6-6. So on to the seventh. El Paso brought in reliever Jake Sanchez. He walked the leadoff man, Cade Marlowe, who stole second. After there was one out, Trammell came to the plate, having already homered twice in the game. He had never previously hit three home runs in a game as a pro. That is no longer true. He hit his third homer of the game, a high fly that landed on the roof of the structure in right field called the Big Doghouse. Trammell's third homer of the game was his eighth of the year, eighth, and it gave the Red Ears a two-run lead, 8-6 in the seventh inning, and that proved to be the game winner because the Red Ears bullpen pitched no-hit ball the rest of the way. Ryder Ryan, a three-up, three-down seventh. Riley O'Brien worked around two walks in the eighth, and Matt Festa set him down in order in the ninth, and the Red Ears were winners today, 8-6, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. El Paso, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Diego Castillo. He's 4-1. Festa with his league-leading 12th save. Loss goes to Jake Sanchez. He's 1-3. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 48 minutes. The attendance, 6,693. With the win, the Red Ears go to 35-37 on the year. El Paso falls to 31-41. Game 4 of this series is tomorrow at 5:35. Red Ears will send Tommy Malone to the mound against Matt Waldron. We'll start the pregame show at 5:25. Red Ears win it, 8-6 the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rainiers win 8-6. Taylor Trammell with three homers and five runs batted in. Now let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Short schedule in the big leagues tonight, only eight games. Mariners were one of them, though. They salvaged the final game of the city in the Bronx, beating the Yankees 10-2. Seattle hit four homers today. Teoscar Hernandez went deep. Ty France went deep. Colton Wong went deep. Cal Raleigh went deep. 11 hits for the Mariners in all. Brian Wu didn't allow a hit until the sixth inning, came out with one out in the sixth. 5 1/3 scoreless innings of two-hit ball, got his first major league win. Mariners beat the Yankees 10-2, the final score. Other American League games, the Twins shut out Boston 6-0. Joe Ryan pitched a complete game, three-hit shutout. First Twins complete game shutout in 5 years. They went big, 6-0 over the Red Sox. The Cleveland Guardians were 6-1 winners at home over Oakland. Josh Bell hit a homer, Miles Straw an RBI triple. The A's are reeling once again. They've lost 8 in a row. And tough day for the Rays. Their ace, Shane McClanahan, leading the majors with 11 wins and only one loss, left his start tonight against Kansas City with back tightness. And then the Royals somehow beat Tampa with a run in the ninth inning, 6-5. MJ Melendez had the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the ninth. Over to the National League now. Former Rainier Ketel Marte hit a three-run homer in the seventh inning to lead the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 5-3 win over the Washington Nationals. Tommy Henry, former PCL pitcher, allowed just one run in 6 2/3 innings for Arizona. Atlanta and Philly played nine innings with no one scoring. Bryce Elder against Aaron Nola. They went to the 10th, and Atlanta scored five runs at the top of the 10th, ended up beating the Phillies 5-1. The Braves have won eight in a row. Marcell Ozuna with a two-run homer during that five-run 10th. No drama in San Francisco. The Giants' 10-game winning streak ended with a thud. Padres beat them 10-0 today. Blake Snell, six scoreless innings with 11 strikeouts. Manny Machado and Gary Sanchez each hit three-run homers. And the Marlins had a comeback win against Pittsburgh, a five-run eighth, and they beat the Pirates 6-4. Garrett Cooper singled, doubled, and then hit the go-ahead three-run homer in the eighth. Pittsburgh has now lost 10 in a row. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in El Paso, the Rainiers win 8-6 behind the big bat of Taylor Trammell. We'll be back with more right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Right here's win 8-6 over El Paso. Taylor Trammell, three home runs. A second three-homer performance by a Rainier this year. Mike Ford did it in April, also against El Paso, coincidentally, but that one was at home. Trammell doing it here on the road at El Paso. Let's not forget about Pat Valleca's big three-run homer in the sixth, too. That was a big hit in this game, gave the Rainiers the lead at that time. But Trammell ends up going 3-for-5. Had a shot. Got one more at bat with two outs in the ninth, but flied out to a pretty shallow center And Trammell settles for a three-homer game. First one of his pro career. Rainier's bullpen did a great job down the stretch, too, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Ryder Ryan, Riley O'Brien, and Matt Festa finishing him off. And a gritty performance by McCacken to get through 5 after the Rainier's starters were knocked out in the 3rd inning in each of the last 2 games. Rainier's hoping for another solid start tomorrow when Tommy Malone takes the mound. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Reno beat Albuquerque 13-0. That game's still going. My bad. They're only in the 6th inning. Goodness, how many are they going to score? It's Reno 13, Albuquerque 6 in the bottom of the 6th inning in Reno. These other games are all final. Round Rock beat Sacramento 11-5. Salt Lake edged to Sugar Land 10-9. Joe Adell hit his league-leading 21st homer. And Vegas at Oklahoma City canceled due to inclement weather. They've been having tornado issues down there. Wonder if that was the issue today. No game down there. And they're not going to make it up because it is not impactful in the standings right now. Oklahoma City has clinched the first half title. We're just playing out the first half. Second half starts at the completion of this series. And we'll begin actually on Wednesday when the Rainiers return home to host Salt Lake. That'll be the start of the second half. But we do have 3 games left in the first half, including tomorrow's, which starts at 5:35. Tommy Malone against Matt Waldron. We'll start our pregame show up at 5:25 tomorrow evening. Rainiers win it 8-6, the final big night for Taylor Trammell. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Southwest University Park in El Paso. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon.